Welcome to Locked On Heat. On today's show, the NBA Finals start tonight. We'll talk about who on the Heat we could see competing in this series.
Then we'll discuss how Miami can trade for a first-round pick, and the Magic is hiring Steve Clifford as their new head coach. Thank you for listening and for subscribing. Now let's get to the show.
You are Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's do this. Welcome to Locked On Heat, your daily Miami Heat podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Wes Goldberg. I'm a credentialed writer covering the NBA for the Step Back, and I write for the Miami Heat's Tip Off magazine. You can find me on Twitter at WC Goldberg.
And I'm David Romello, credentialed NBA writer. I've covered the Heat for SB Nation, allyoucanheat.com. I cover the league at large for Fanside. You can follow me and my writing on Twitter at DRomello13.
We're going to talk about what the Nuggets might be looking for in order to offload Kenneth Faried and the 14th pick in the draft. Then we'll talk about if Steve Clifford can turn around the Magic. But let's start with the NBA Finals, David. Tonight is Game 1 of those Finals between the Cavs and the Warriors, the fourth series between those teams in 4 years. So in celebration, we're going to play a game that involves the Miami Heat, a completely hypothetical game, our favorite kind, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to do a draft involving Heat players who we think can help supplement the starting lineups of both the Cavs and the Warriors. So here are the rules. David and I are each going to take control of a team for the draft. The Cavs will select first, and then the Warriors, just because the Cavs are underdogs, they get the first pick. And then we'll pick for 6 rounds until each team has 11 players and Miami's main roster is basically drafted. So we flipped a coin to determine who will get the number one pick. And so David will start as the Cavaliers. But we should first go over who those starting fives will be for each team. So for Cleveland, David, your starting five is?
George Hill at point guard, J.R. Smith at the two, LeBron James ostensibly at the three, along with Kevin Love, who will be back at full strength, and Tristan Thompson at the center position.
And then I will have the Warriors starting five, their Hamptons five. So Steph, Klay Thompson at shooting guard, Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green.
Yeah, so you have a definite advantage as far as the starting lineups are concerned.
I do. The funny thing, we can let our listeners in on this, is that we flipped the coin. You won the coin toss and actually chose the Cavaliers because you thought it would be more of a challenge. And then I was upset that you picked the Cavaliers because I was excited for the challenge too. So I think that speaks to both of our characters, and I wanted to let the listeners in on that.
Yes, that we're both completely clueless and that we don't actually have a job that's on the line depending on the outcome of the series.
We're also gritty, and we're built of Heat culture. We're nice. Ready for the challenge. All right, so with the first pick, the Cavs select.
Well, given the spirit of the Heat, I trade my first round pick for an established veteran on the Warriors roster. No, I'm just kidding. So for the first pick in the draft, I see Cleveland's obviously biggest weakness is defense. Given the kind of lineups that Golden State, the starting lineup and their strengths, I want somebody who can go in there, play defense at a high level, and be versatile enough to pick up a number of players. And given the kind of, as you say, grittiness that he showed in the playoffs, my first pick is Justice Winslow.
I like it. So Winslow, a guy who can not only guard LeBron James, but like you said, they're probably going to have to play, if not a switching style of defense, they're going to have to play an aggressive style of defense at the very least, and Justice Winslow is a good fit for that. If anybody on the Warriors ends up having to wear goggles, Winslow is there to take care of those. And Absolutely. So I like that pick for Justice Winslow. I'm relieved, though, because I didn't need Justice Winslow.
That's right.
As the Warriors, I've already got Draymond Green. I've got a number of guys who can do the things that Winslow does. I need somebody, given that we're assuming Andre Iguodala is healthy enough to be in the starting lineup. We did that with Kevin Love and Andre Iguodala only because it seemed like the only correct way to kind of go through this process. But he's a veteran player, older, and has some of these lingering injury concerns. I'm taking Josh Richardson as insurance for that because not only can he score when he gets past the ball, but he is, like Justice Winslow, a credible, a very switchable, versatile defender. I think you could put him in. Probably doesn't have the size of an Andre Iguodala, so probably can't guard LeBron as much as a guy like Justice Winslow could, hypothetically. But given that Winslow is off the board, I'm going with Richardson, and he also gives me a little bit of a scoring punch as well, and a ball handling aspect that I'm going to miss if Andre Iguodala is a little injured and can come off the bench and give me a little scoring boost there where I think that the Warriors were hoping that a guy like Quinn Cook could provide something like that, but given that Cook is so young and inexperienced, I think Josh Richardson is a better fit there. So I'm happy with Josh Richardson for my first pick. We're not going to do this snake style, so you get the next pick.
Well, I mean, again, I think it speaks to the first two picks of the draft that we've both sought versatility in defense. It makes sense. In your case in particular, given, you know, that you have so much firepower in the starting lineup, with Cleveland, that's not always the case. A lot of the offense is LeBron James driven, as well as it should be, and you're looking on a nightly basis to see who might step up and fill the scoring void. So given that George Hill is our starting point guard and hasn't always been as consistent, my second pick, Goran Dragic.
I like that pick, especially because a guy like Jordan Clarkson has been an absolute zero, in fact, a minus in these playoffs. So even if Dragic were to come off the bench for your Cavs roster, which I think you could probably just play George Hill and Goran Dragic in the starting lineup together, but he'd still give you something on offense that they're lacking, and you wouldn't have to be forced to play somebody like Jordan Clarkson, who is going to be eaten alive in these finals if he gets any significant playing time. That's a good pick. I actually had Dragic really low on my big board just because I didn't know if he was going to be an asset to these Warriors.
Statistically, he's got a very high points per game average against Golden State. I remember hearing that a couple seasons ago when he was discussed as far as a trade option is concerned. So he's going to burn the Warriors down. He's the guy. He's coming off the bench, and he's going to score 20 points per game.
Who needs Kyrie? For the Warriors, I'm going to take Kelly Olynyk. They've got an obvious need at the center position. Kevon Looney has played admirably in the playoffs, was exploited a little bit in the Western Conference Finals against Houston. And they've reverted to that to starting the Hamptons five because they don't really have an answer there at center and a true center. I think Kelly Olynyk there fills a void. He is enough of a decent defender that he can be on the floor, I think, against Cleveland. He spaces the floor a little bit with his three-point shooting. And the main asset that I like from him is that he's able to keep the ball moving. He's a responsible ball handler, which I think the Warriors need. Their only undoing might be just the fact that they like to turn the ball over a lot. So having Kelly Olynyk on the floor as an offensive hub, take the ball out of Kevin Durant and Steph Curry's hands when they're being a little sloppy with it, give it to Olynyk, and then we've seen Wayne Ellington curl around those Olynyk screens over and over again. Imagine having that with Klay Thompson or Steph Curry. I mean, that would be absolutely ridiculous. So I'm very happy I've got Kelly Olynyk as my second pick.
Yeah, that was a guy pretty high on my draft board also. And, you know, given his history with Kevin Love, I'm not looking forward to that matchup, to be honest with you. You never know what can happen with Olynyk out there. But you need some toughness. Who better on the Heat roster than James Johnson? Again, maybe a little bit too consistent in my overall draft approach there, but a guy who provides versatility, assuming again that he's healthy, no hernia issues in this theoretical lineup. You get a guy who's big enough to guard a number of players. He can pick up Curry if he need be. He can limit what Kevin Durant does.
Of all the people that you've already taken, the guy I'm most worried about, honestly, is James Johnson because of all the things you said and because he gives zero Fs. Like, he is going to go at, he's going to go at my Warriors team like he belongs there. And I think that's the kind of thing that Cleveland needs. You put James Johnson next to LeBron James and Kevin Love in the front court, and that's something that could do a lot of damage. You could play James Johnson at the five instead of Kevin Love and give your lineup a little bit more defense and its own version of the death lineup. I think that's a great pick. James Johnson could be a difference maker for the Cavaliers if they were to take him if in this thing that doesn't exist. The playoffs are here, and just like the Miami Heat, it's time to step up your game. If you run a company and you're unhappy with the results from traditional advertising online or in print, make a big-time adjustment by advertising with us here on Locked On Heat. We've already got national brands advertising on the show, but it's also a great opportunity for South Florida businesses to connect with local Heat fans. You've heard about the studies already, how podcast listeners are 65% more likely to engage with advertisers, and how the number of people listening to podcasts continue to grow every year, heck, every month. Be ahead of the curve and start advertising on a podcast with us here at Locked On Heat. You have nothing to lose by reaching out, and our rates are reasonable, and they're based on the number of listens, so it's an efficient use of your time and your money. For more information on next steps, email us at lockedonheat@gmail.com. That's lockedonheat@gmail.com, and we could be talking about your company right here on the show. My pick is my next pick is Wayne Ellington.
No.
I, I do. There's two reasons. One, I want to take them away from you because I want to. I don't want your variance profile to increase. But I also look. I'm the Warriors. I like to take three pointers. I like to make three pointers. And Wayne Ellington is really good at taking and making three pointers. It doesn't really go beyond that as far as my analysis. I got Wayne Ellington to add to my bench.
You know, this is a tough one. But you kind of like, given his history against this team, given the fact that he's already come up and shown the ability to make big plays and a chance for redemption at the team that drafted him, my fourth pick, Dion Waiters. I think it's time. I think it's time for Kobe Wade to come in there as a stellar defender. Again, he can guard positions 1 through 5. You know he can create plays for himself and others. You need that kind of reckless willingness to attack the basket, and you know that Waiters certainly has that. You get some occasional shooting from him as well. He's a great offensive, you know, option off the bench. I like to have a guy like that, again, with a little bit of edge to him, and he's got a lot to prove given his injuries this year. So in this theoretical draft, Waiters is a guy who has a nice fit on this team of LeBron, and I think he's matured enough. I think he doesn't have anything left to quote-unquote prove the way he did when he was first and with the Cavaliers. I think he can repair that relationship with LeBron James, and I think he'd be a nice fit there. So I like the reunion of Dion Waiters with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And there's no Kyrie Irving to get in his way.
Damn right. No fights in the locker room. It's a harmonious bunch.
I'm taking Dwayne Wade.
Oh, no. That's, I know. That's just wrong. Okay. Adam Silver steps in, declares this a complete farce. You're not going to put Dwayne Wade going up against LeBron James in the finals. That's not going to happen. You get to choose somebody else. The pick is I don't know what's the word for it right now. I'm forgetting.
Null and void? I don't know.
Yes, it's voided completely. No way.
I don't think you have that authority just because you want a coin toss.
I think that's exactly the kind of authority I have. That's the coin toss, Wes.
Let me convince you. Hear me out. Dwayne Wade goes to the Warriors, wins this finals against LeBron James, further expanding his lead on LeBron for rings. I mean, don't you want to look at Dwayne Wade and say, at the end of the day, LeBron might be the better player, but Heat fans will always have the rings argument over LeBron because Dwayne Wade was drafted by us on Locked On Heat to the Warriors for these finals.
I don't like it at all, to be honest with you. Okay. I'm not really. I hope that you complete the set by getting Udonis somewhere later on. But
that's my goal.
I'm letting
you out of my secret. My burner account just outed me.
I hint at a segment later on in the show.
I like D Wade's fit here. Not only for that reason, but also because, again, he gives that team, I just think, something that the Warriors are missing, a level of, I don't know, competitiveness, fire, something. Like, the Warriors, and I've gotten a chance to cover them a little bit at the end of the season here, they just seem a little bit like, not complacent, but almost they're just waiting for that switch to flip and not really forcing it to. And I think they got pushed into a corner in the Western Conference Finals by Houston. I don't know that they necessarily look at Cleveland as a competitive, you know, rival here, especially not to the degree that the Rockets were. I think Dwayne Wade can walk onto that roster and say, guys, you're not taking this seriously enough. You don't know the next time that you'll be here. One day we got swept, basically swept by the Spurs in the 2014 NBA Finals. I thought we'd be here next year. LeBron up and left. KD's a free agent this summer. Don't take this for granted. I think Dwayne Wade would be a huge asset for the Warriors, just at least for that presence alone. Who's your next pick?
You know, it's getting tough here. We're getting into the really tough spot of the roster here where there are not a lot of great options. And so you're kind of trying to pick and choose somebody who's going to be at the end of the bench there. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's a clear favorite here, but given that you've chosen Wade and his playmaking abilities, I'd like somebody with a little defense, somebody who I don't think is going to be shying away from the moment. I went with Rodney Magruder. Maybe that's a big surprise to some, but I think Magruder's, you know, combination of defense, his work ethic, the fact that he can, you know, space the floor and he's learning how to drive to the hoop. To me, he's a guy who isn't going to shy away, who can take the criticism that LeBron will occasionally launch at on teammates and is willing to climb beyond it and find a way to get better as the year progresses. So even as this series with the pressure on there, I like Magruder's fit with the Cavaliers.
I think that's a tremendous pick, especially you combine what LeBron is able to do in the drive and kick game with Magruder's ability to the proven ability to hit threes in catch and shoot situations. I think he could replace J.R. Smith for that team easily because he's bringing it defensively, and he's hitting those open jumpers, and that's not necessarily what J.R. Smith has been doing unless J.R. Smith gets hot, and then he does do it. But that's those games are few and far between. Love that pick for you. My next pick as the Warriors is going to be Bam Adebayo.
Whoa!
I like that he can step in for me at that five spot and provide some of that ability to get out on the perimeter and switch and guard guys. I almost went with Hassan Whiteside just because he is a rim protector and a rebounder, and those things the Warriors don't do well. But Whiteside does take things off the table. He's not going to pass the ball to Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. And he's kind of a locker room issue. And if he's not in the game at the end of the game, which he won't be because the Warriors are the Warriors, then he's going to cause a stink. And I don't need that headache. So I'd rather go with a guy like Bam Adebayo, not the rim protector or rebounder that Whiteside is, but solid on both of those things. Could get exploited because he's a rookie in the NBA Finals, but I'd like to have him at the end of my bench in a break of in case of emergency situation.
That would have been my last pick in the draft, so I'm kind of pissed off about that. I can't blame you. I think he's a nice fit. Again, in a team that likes to keep it loose, it doesn't take themselves too seriously. There's not a lot of pressure. You look at Steve Kerr, what he's able to do with rookies, and he maximizes what Jordan Bell has been able to do, giving a lot of minutes to Quinn Cook. I mean, finding a way for Kevon Looney to be a starter in clutch situations. That's a nice fit there. And I think that team would find a way to kind of unleash all the talent and ability that we've seen. So it's tough. I mean, that's a really nice fit for you. So I could see Bam absolutely thriving over there. Now, this might surprise some of our listeners, but given what's left on this roster, I've got to go with Hassan Whiteside. I think this is the last best chance for redemption for Whiteside. If he can't understand the gravity of the situation when you're in the NBA Finals, when you're playing for LeBron James, who demands so much out of his teammates, there's no hope for you. So my feeling is that LeBron, after a theoretical season of working on Whiteside, making sure that he's the very best player that he can be, getting him to perform at an all-time best, I think he can be a serious contributor here, a guy who can block shots, who we've seen be able to guard players on the perimeter when he's engaged and willing, who will deter those drives to the paint. No Curry slipping screens and curling around somebody and driving to the hoop. He's not going to be able to get past Deion in that lineup and drive to the hoop with Whiteside there. He's not going to be dishing to anybody around that big body, swatting his shot. I like his chances there. Whiteside's the fit for me as my sixth and final pick.
Before we move on with the show, we want to take a quick break and tell you about our Patreon page. You can find it by going to patreon.com/lockedonheat. And we are humbly asking for people to commit to a monthly pledge to help us continue to improve the quality of the show. Thanks to you who have already supported the podcast, we have quickly reached our initial funding goal that allowed us to purchase software that improved the quality of the podcast. But we aren't just stopping there. We've added a new tier of supporters. For $5 a month, you'll get access to a bunch of goodies, including salary cap and depth chart projections, free agency player rankings by position, a running list of our favorite trade ideas, and whatever else we can think of. Just go to patreon.com/lockedonheat to get started. Again, that's patreon.com/lockedonheat. That's patreon.com/lockedonheat. I like that pick, to be honest. I mean, you think about those 2015 Cavaliers with Timofey Mozgov in the middle, and they were able to kind of grind that game down, slow the pace down a little bit. I think Whiteside could help you do that. Provides, like that you said, the rim protection, the rebounding, that the Warriors have kind of figured out, but can also be taken, it could be taken advantage of sometimes. We saw, like, in the first half of Game 7, Clint Capella was absolutely killing them. Maybe Whiteside could have a similar effect. My last pick, I really want to go Udonis Haslem here.
Yes.
I just think that he's going to clash with Draymond Green in that locker room as far as who the heart and soul of that team is. I don't think that Draymond is going to like having Udonis Haslem, or could absolutely find like a common spirit and appreciate Haslem's presence. You know what? Screw it. I was going to go Tyler Johnson with the back to hometown kind of feel good story, but he's not going to play. I'm going with Udonis Haslem. Let's get him another ring. Has nice. Been my last pick.
I like it. Look, I mean, if the Warriors have shown anything, it's an aptitude for drafting a bunch of, or selecting a bunch of ascenders that aren't going to play. Why not have Udonis Haslem out there? He's going to be able to keep weight in check, go have wine with him after, keep it light, enjoy the chance of the... Get all the, oh, look, they can go to wine country together. It's perfect. I love that fit. I mean, I like UD steadying presence there. A guy who's a representative for Steve Kerr in the locker room. Another guy to kind of provide some additional heart there as well as Draymond. So it's a nice fit, man. It's a good roster. Look, you've obviously got a lot more to work with as your starting unit. I try to build as balanced a team as possible.
And I think this exercise really kind of shows... I think our listeners and just us too. I mean, doing this, I'm realizing like, who on Miami's roster could we play in a competitive series like this against the best teams in the NBA? Right, like it goes to show you that you and I both took guys like Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson first overall because of their versatility. And then you keep going down the line, a guy like Kelly Olynyk and Goran Dragic, unselfish players who kind of put the team first. Right, yeah. I mean that goes a long way. Wayne Ellington, who's able to hit threes, James Johnson, the same reasons of that versatility, and guys who can score like Dwayne Wade and Deion Waiters with our fourth picks. You go on down the line, and you kind of really it goes to show who the Heat might be best off building around. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily a guy like Hassan Whiteside or Tyler Johnson or even a Deion Waiters who are among the highest paid players on this roster.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good point. I mean, it was a fun exercise. You know, trying to tie in what Miami's current roster to, you know, the hopes that they'll somehow be able to play in the finals doesn't seem realistic. This might be as good a chance as they'll get. But again, yeah, versatility is key in today's NBA when we're looking at, I mean, you mentioned Capella, a guy who has been really, really good during most of the playoffs playing against traditional centers and Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, but against the Golden State lineup, just not overly efficient. So, you know, you need players that can space the floor, that can create plays for others. You look at a guy like Nikola Jokic in Denver and others, you know, guys that can pass the ball, shoot from long range. You know, that's the key to success in today's league.
All right, so the NBA Finals / Miami Heat roster draft lasted a lot longer than we thought. So instead of getting to the Denver Nuggets trade idea and Steve Clifford and the Sixers news, let's just save that for... We were only going to record three podcasts this week, but let's save that for a part two. Does that sound good, David?
Absolutely. A bonus podcast for our listeners. I know that they're dying for NBA content. As the season winds down, this is your best chance. And you know what? We always want to hear from our listeners. So, you know, tell us what you think of our respective drafts, whether or not either of us have a chance against the other. I think we tried to build the best team possible, but there's a lot going on around the NBA. So stick around for our second podcast just tomorrow, and we'll be able to catch you up on what's going on in Orlando, as well as some potential trade talk.
And enjoy the game one of the NBA Finals. LeBron is a 12-point underdog in game one. Should be fun. That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Send us your questions and comments by emailing us at lockedonheat@gmail.com and using the hashtag AskLOHeat, and support the show by visiting our Patreon page at patreon.com/lockedonheat. Music is courtesy of Mojave Wild. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for joining me, David.
You got it, Wes.